In this gospel snippet, I want to say a few words on Matthew chapter 12 and verse 30. The words of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is what he says. He who is not with me is against me. Matthew 12 and verse 30. Now, no doubt there's much, much more could be said about this verse than I'm going to say. But I want to fix on the main point. It stands out as clear as noonday. Christ is saying to those who are standing around him, listening to him, he's saying it to us, he's saying it to me, he's saying it to you, my friend, now, through me. What is he saying? He who is not with me is against me. He allows no compromise, no neutrality that does not exist. If a man is not with me, if a woman is not with me, that person is against me. There is no middle way. There is no vagueness. There is no mistiness. There is no indecision. It's either for or against. This is what Christ is saying. It's blunt. It's clear. It's confrontational. It's direct. It's unmistakable. It leaves no loophole. For or against. Against me or with me. A man trusts me or he does not trust me. A man believes or he does not believe. Same for a woman. Somebody submits to me or they refuse me. They obey me or they disobey me. They are with me or against me. They are mine or they are not mine. They belong to me or they belong to the devil. This is the choice he is making here. I'm using the rest of scripture to argue these things. A man is either in the flesh or in the spirit. A man is either with me or against me. Against me or with me. There is no neutrality. There is no sitting on the fence. Well, I haven't made up my mind. No, well, then you have made up your mind. You're against Christ. I'm still thinking about it. Then you're against. Oh, I'm not against, no. You are against unless you submit to Christ, trust him, love him, believe, obey him, and receive and welcome him. Notice he's not talking about saying prayers. I say my prayers. No, it's Christ. It's not chapel or church. Well, I go to church, I'm regularly in my pew or seat, wherever it may be. It's not that. Christ is the test. What think ye of Christ is the test, said John Newton. What think ye of Christ? Not church, or chapel, or prayers, or the Bible. No, it's what think ye of Christ. You're either for or against. It's not creed or confession. Ah, well, I was sprinkled as a baby. We're not talking about that. Are you for Christ or against him? Are you trusting him or are you refusing him? Now, why am I saying this? Just to give you information? No, I'm not a postboy giving you information. I'm not a signpost just pointing the way. I'm an advocate. I want to see you converted to Christ. Oh, that everyone listening to me now would be able to say, I am most decidedly and conscientiously committed to be with Christ. I have made my vows to him. I've come to the place where the great transaction's done. I am my Lord's and he is mine. That's what I'm after. And I'm trying to force you to see this stark contrast. No middle way, no fuzziness, no indecision, no sitting on the fence, for or against Christ. Oh, that you were for Christ. Let me close with an illustration. Mr. Spurgeon, the Victorian English preacher, one day said to his congregation, now look, if you're not trusting Christ and you've been dilly-dallying about it, whatever words he used, he said, go home and take out a piece of paper and write on that piece of paper, I, Mary Smith or John Brown, whatever your name is, this day, whatever the date is, do solemnly declare that I want nothing to do with this Lord Jesus Christ. Sign it, seal it, and keep it. Well, one man tried to do it. And he went home and he picked up his pen and he tried to write, but it broke him as he tried to write. As he tried to write, he was against Christ. By the time he put his pencil down or his pen down, he was trusting Christ. Which will it be? Will it be for you, my friend? Which is it for you now? Oh, that I would know that all who listen to me would be able to say, once I was against Christ, but now I am for him. Once I did not believe, but now I trust. Once I did not submit, I did not obey, but now I do. May God give us all grace to come to that position. May this ring in your ears until you do. Ring in your heart, ring in your mind. He who is not with me is against me. Oh, that every one of us was with Christ. Amen.